And we are now joined by Maya. Good morning, Maya.
Good morning. How are you?
I love shocking you just before we come on air.
I know.
What?
Well, I'm sorry I've let you down with my shoes, but otherwise... Because I got a compliment last week.
And what? No, hang on.
Let me just tell the listeners. I'm wearing a nice summer skirt and a nice little top, but I've let Ryan down by wearing fit flops.
You were doing so well.
Because I have to walk
you
afterwards.
You were doing so well.
I've got a 4 kilometre walk to do after this.
Let me just say, you came in, okay, the hair is tied back, you look lovely today, and you've got the top and the skirt, particularly lovely skirt on. And I said, great, and there's going to be killer heels
there. And
then
there. You said,
so give us a look. And I just saw these. I couldn't even look at them, actually. I just saw a flip. I didn't even see the flop. I just said, no, I'm out. And it was such a pity because actually
I'm
it wrecked.
Sorry.
No, it's not. Don't be sorry. It's your own worst enemy.
Would it not be quite sad if I brought in a pair of heels just to wear in here for you?
Many people do that.
I know.
Because they know that they're gonna get complimented and praised and
I'm sacked, aren't I? That's what this is.
No,
all
no.
About.
I think you need to go and reflect on this. And I do.
I'm gonna think about what I've done.
Think about your mum.
Look, I didn't come
what
in.
What would she have done? She would have worn a heel, wouldn't she?
She would. My mum would tell me to stand up for myself.
In heels.
And
no, now I sound like a perv, but I'm just saying it would have
you
looked...
You sound like a slightly sexist control freak, not a perv. Perv would be fine.
Well, what I object to that last comment was... Oh. No, it was the word slightly. I know exactly what I am. And I wear it on my sleeve.
Look, at least I wear a tracksuit.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Because flatly...
You look quite like Carrie Bradshaw today. Not physically, face.
What?
You're dressing like Carrie Bradshaw. I thought you looked like Carrie Bradshaw.
I was
going to
say, well, why the long face?
No, no, no. I wasn't getting into
it. Although I'm not going there because I think she's beautiful.
Yeah, I think so too.
You're lucky I wasn't. I had a facial yesterday. My face was bright red. So,
oh, yeah. Can facials bring out all your blemishes? You know, spots and things.
Do you know what
that?
They shouldn't do? Like, I mean, that means your skin's reacted. People will say, okay. Oh, it's toxins coming out. No, it's not toxins coming out.
Isn't
it's
it? Just bad.
Just your skin's obviously quite sensitive.
Oh, sensitive.
And has reacted to something.
Anyway,
yeah,
Flatley's tracksuit.
I don't own a tracksuit. Do you? I bet you don't have a tracksuit.
I have tracksuit bottoms because I played tennis once.
I was a teenager.
I did play tennis once ages ago. I'd love to play again, but I do have a tracksuit bottom. I'll wear them someday.
Yeah, I see not you more in sort of Chariots of Fire get up playing tennis. Bride's Head Revisited kind of look. Do the white shorts?
The one I have white shorts.
And
white
sleeveless socks. Jumper. Of course you do.
I don't have the sleeveless jumper.
Of course
jumper.
You don't have Pims afterwards.
No, hang on. Why would you paint me as that figure?
Because that's exactly what you are. Oh, come on. You know it.
I did.
And you also love it, can I just say.
I wore the tracksuit bottoms on television.
You did?
On the Late Late Show.
For the rugby.
There you have it. With the Carney brothers.
I thought you'd hired them. From a school supply shop or something.
I hired the Carneys.
Are they available for hire?
The Carney brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they run little hurdy-gurdy machines all the summer. All the Carneys.
No, I don't own a tracksuit.
Okay.
I have a pair of yoga pants.
What are they?
Which is basically a pair of tracksuit bottoms, but they're kind of more streamlined.
Are they the kind of tight fit thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slightly.
They're very common at the moment for girls
going
jogging.
Yes, but I don't wear them walking around a place. I wear them if I am doing yoga. But
okay.
I think it's a... How long does it take to put on a pair of jeans? If you're leaving the house, same as a tracksuit. I just think tracksuit's not good for the soul unless you're a sports person.
What's wrong with the tracksuit? Is it that it's a knack suit? Is that the point?
No,
that you equate it with.
I think and a lot of the time as well with friends of mine who have become new mums, there's a certain period after having a baby where you're comfortable in very stretchy clothes because
I appreciate
you have
that.
Extra weight and you might be sore in certain parts and all that, and you're breastfeeding and you want clothes that are easy access. But
yep,
then I have friends that after 6-7 months say it makes them feel better to make more of an effort.
Does your husband own a tracksuit?
No.
Okay. Do I own a tracksuit?
You don't? No. I don't think so.
Well, you
no, he doesn't.
I'm not playing Mr. and Mrs. with you.
No,
I'm just wondering if you have a tracksuit.
Which we won.
Yay! I know you won. Yay!
Several weeks ago.
We didn't mention the crop top, which obviously, because you raised your hand there, gave us a flash.
What did you see?
Oh. Because it's a crop top.
No, but the skirt goes right up to below my rib cage. So you're not going to see anything than a glimpse of rib, my friend.
Don't see anything wrong with it. I, as soon as I finish work, I get into a tracksuit, says the text, because it's just so much more comfortable to go around the house or going down to the shops. I don't see anything wrong with it. And people shouldn't look down their noses at it.
I don't look down my nose. I think it's not good for self-esteem. Also, how uncomfortable are your clothes? People say, I get into a onesie because it's comfortable. Are your clothes too tight? Are they... I understand if you work in a bank or in an office environment where you're wearing a tailored suit, you're not going to curl up in the couch in your tailored suit.
Do you know what men like doing?
Do you want me to really answer that question?
Undoing the top button of their jeans after a long day is
But we all do that.
Do we? Okay.
Yeah, so girls do that too.
I didn't know that.
I do own a pair of eating trousers.
What are they? What are they? Are they expandable waist things?
Yeah.
And what does that mean if you have a big meal?
For Christmas Day, kids' parties where they're going to be cake.
Really?
Yeah, pig out night.
Did you see yesterday?
I can eat a lot of food.
The pavlova was called Ireland's favourite dessert.
Do you know what?
Do you hate pavlova?
I hate pavlova.
Because I hate pavlova.
I hate meringue. La, 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 la. Even the thought of meringue makes my teeth go funny.
What about gooey, nice, sticky meringue as opposed to the hollow, cheap shells?
That's slightly better, but still.
Okay.
No.
So what's your favourite dessert then?
Do
you have one?
Banoffee?
Oh, I love banoffee. Oh, yeah. Love it.
Sticky toffee pudding?
How do you feel about cheesecake?
I love cheesecake.
When you're a kid and somebody says, do you want cheesecake? There's nothing right about that sentence.
No, my stepson curls his nose and goes, what is cheesecake? That? An easy single put across a piece of sponge?
Exactly.
No, give it a chance.
I know.
You shouldn't call it cheesecake to kids. Just call it creamy pie or something.
Don't call it that either. Okay, 51552. What are we talking about
back?
Today? No.
Is this
we've had cream pies and facials. We haven't even got to
9:45. I'm used to telling. I said cream horn the other day. I said, who runs the cream?
What is that?
They were selling them in...
Call it a 99.
Calmore, it was... No, that's an ice cream. Cream horn is...
99.
It's like a... it's like a shoe pastry... Horn front, full of cream.
Okay,
it's a classic Irish up there with the eclair.
Well, look, I'll talk to Emily Parrish-Smith about it in September. Meanwhile, back to what we're talking about today, which is what?
Cream horns.
Oh, come on, we're not talking about that.
We're talking about neighbours.
Yeah,
we are. I live in an apartment block, and I think apartment living is still relatively new in that Irish people we were always obsessed with houses. I think we still are obsessed with houses. People always say. Oh, well, you know, when I have a family, we'll go to a house. Whereas other cities, London, Paris, New York, and nobody lives in houses. Everyone lives in New York in apartments. But I've been there for 9 years now. Now, I know my immediate neighbour. I know his name, his wife's name. They've had a little baby recently. Good. But we wouldn't be
How's
pals.
The baby?
Baby's gorgeous.
Good. Go on.
And the place is well soundproofed as well. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, doubly gorgeous.
Very good.
But the girl across the way I nod hello to. But I don't really know anybody. Now,
Do you want to know people?
I was going to say, just to cut to the chase. People who know me well would say I can be quite antisocial. I'm very sociable when I need to be, but there's times I just like being left alone. And I'm not somebody who people will just, we're passing by, we'll ring the doorbell, because they know I more than likely won't answer. What does that say about me?
I think that's understandable. It's your home. It's the cave.
Yeah.
You don't want to be disturbed. I'm like that.
And when I bought an apartment, I didn't. I looked at one on the ground floor. I went, no, I'm not doing ground floor.
Yeah.
Because then I can't say I'm not in.
So what's your point without being rude?
I don't have a point. I'm going to go now.
This item never has a point. That's the point of this item.
Like the word neighbour. When you say neighbour, it's it's in the Bible. It's in sitcoms and comedy drama. We've grown up with the word neighbour. I mean, neighbour means familiarity. It conjures up the image of the friendship and watering gardens
Good
and
neighbors.
Talking over fences and looking after them, school runs. But apparently 60% of people don't like their neighbours.
Yikes.
So I thought, all this kind of neighbourly love we have that we apparently don't have. So I put it out there, and a lot of people don't like their neighbours or just want to be left alone. So I've a load of nice Twitter stories. And I mean, neighbours are just people, obviously. And if I walk into a bar or a restaurant or an office where there's 50 people, I am not going to get on with all those people. I'll probably get on with maybe 10% of them. Mm. So the chance of you move into, a housing estate with 60 houses or 50 houses, of the person living right beside you being somebody who you're going to become best mates with, is kind of slim, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And it's also about common ground. When I was growing up, we lived in a cul-de-sac, and my mum said she felt very lucky because a lot of the people in the street were going through the same part of their life at the same time. Mm. So they had kids the same age, going to the same school, a lot of doors left open, people looking after people's kids, school runs. Which was great. But I have friends now. I think communities have broken down. People aren't living in the places they grew up or the places where their family live because they can't afford to most of the time, or they're moving to different areas for work.
Yeah.
So a lot of people communities are broken up.
Mm.
So people don't tend to know their neighbours as easily and as quickly. It's like, oh, there's Ryan. You know, I know his mom, I know his dad, I know his sister. People don't tend to know you as much. And if people, for example, and that can work both ways. I have friends who are new parents moving out to somewhere with a garden, and their neighbours might be retired people who are so glad they've got rid of their kids. So they don't tend to have that much in common. So they probably won't start doing barbecue. It doesn't mean you can't be good neighbours.
Yeah.
And someone said to me, no, you know, the best neighbours are the ones that let you know they're there, but then give you their own space.
Key. That's the key to it.
There's a brilliant, is it Carl Sandburg? Do you know that poet? American poet.
No.
From early 20th century. I thought you'd know him.
No.
Quite a funny guy. He had a quote.
Not a big poetry head.
No, but he came out with a lot of really nice quotes. And there was one, it said, love that, he said, love thy neighbour as thyself, but keep up the fence.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm slightly paraphrasing.
No, but he's got a good point, because there's only so much of it you can take.
Yeah.
I do believe that the home is the cave, and you want to get into that cave, and generally don't want to kind of get into a big gig outside that, because you spent your day talking to people and doing all that. You just want to go home now.
But I know I tend to always talk about the negative stuff. So by all means, send in your good neighbour stories. But I think it's more fun to start with the most annoying.
Well, I think you're quite quite misanthropic, generally, and you find the worst in people, and
that's exactly the skill you
have. Here, did you see the picture of my granddad on Facebook? Come here, let me show you. Yeah, it's this is my dad, my mum's dad, Todd Andrews. Look at him, tall,
wow.
Skinny, big ears.
Very like you.
Yeah, yeah, and that's it. That's a nice thing. A text says, just looking at the photo of your granddad. Are you wearing cologne? It's nice.
Am I wearing cologne?
It smells like a Spanish cologne. You smell
like
a Spanish
student.
That's
very observant. It's Tom Ford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not cologne, is it?
It's a cologne style fragrance.
Okay.
Observant of you.
Looking at the photo. Hoo-ha. Looking at the photo of your granddad on Facebook, says Shane, in 60 to 70 years' time, our great-grandchildren will be looking back at photos of their great-grannies, and they'll be looking at fake tan, boob tubes, selfies. It's true.
How old is your granddad in that picture?
Oh, God, that's a good question. I'd say he'd be in his 50s.
Because people tended to always look older because of how they dress. That's a good point about the fake tan, the boob tubes. I mean, even I have some lovely pictures of my granny, both grannies, when they're 24, 25, and they're probably dressing the way my generation starts to dress at 45. You know, saying, I'm getting into tailoring and
If you look at that photo, and I've seen photos of even my dad as well, there was an elegance about that generation, wasn't there? That there was always the expectation. I think a lot of people's dads, you know, on Sunday, or if they're going out, will insist on having a tie and a jacket, even though they don't have to. I just kind of, even in the late, you see the older guys in there. I always point them out before the show going, well done. They kind of feel, no, this is the way we were brought up. There's something very elegant about it.
It's a sense of occasion as well. It's a little bit like when we talked about weddings a couple of months ago, that people in that generation, even if you had money, you didn't tend to socialise the way we socialise all the time. You didn't go out on a Monday night. There weren't women going to wine bars and gangs. And, like, you know, there was occasions. An occasion was a meal out or a wedding or a funeral or a Sunday. And so you did dress.
A text says,
like Michael Flatley.
Yeah, at the tuxedo for dinner.
Yeah, that would do my head in.
Wow. Well, if that's what it is.
You know, I'm all for date night, but, you know.
I agree totally with
20 minutes mixing a martina. Martini.
Who's Martini? How do you like your martina? Shaken, not stirred. What? Just give her a fright.
He's happily married now, but I'm sure there was a bit of that going on before that.
Oh, sure. Listen, this is not the way.
That was a house of messing, I would
say. I agree totally with Myers as a text. It makes so much sense. It makes it so much harder for modern day people, stay at home mums. Estates are very lonely during the day when they are deserted, as in many families, both parents work now.
Yes.
So that's the thing.
Do you mean leaving kids at home alone? You can't do that.
No, I shouldn't be doing that.
Can't do that.
My friends have a collection of the aggressive notes that have been left on their car by a neighbour who doesn't like them parking in his spot, even though it's a public road. Well, that's always an issue.
I have a whole load of these. It's one of my, one of the top bugbears is passive aggressive neighbours. But at the same time, for example, if the person, I'm in an apartment block, so it's easy for me to stick a passive aggressive note under someone's door and not sign my name.
Have you done it?
Yes, I have, several times.
Why?
Because for the most part, I live alone. I don't know who lives.
No, but what are you giving out about?
Usually noise, parties.
Oh, right, okay.
There was one that was left on there's a little notice board downstairs for kind of fire and health and safety things. And someone left a note up saying, Dear Hagrid, living on the fifth floor, I realise you are half giant and therefore it's hard for you to be light footed. But if you could please try.
Keep it down.
Sincerely,
a little,
Harry Potter, living in the apartment.
That is so funny. Guys, do you remember Home Improvement with Tim Allen, the actor? His neighbour was Wilson. We never saw him save his hat above the top of the fence. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. It wasn't a show I watched.
He was Tim Allen's confidant and advisor. So a good neighbour just needs to be there. So basically Tim Allen would look over the hedge and all we saw was a hat. And we'd hear him talking away.
But we
never saw his face.
Did you ever see his face?
Never, apparently. It's like the maid in Tom and Jerry.
What a great device.
All legs.
I have to go back and watch it now.
Neighbours let their kids hang over our fence. She sits up there staring into our house and it drives us mad. It's so rude.
That's quite creepy.
The kid let their kids. So it's just a small kid looking into their house. It's a bit odd, odd thing to do all around. My neighbours are
Their garden is full of kids' toys.
Unless the child died years ago and is a ghost.
There is no
child. Like
they're
returned.
That's awful.
My neighbours are a pair of stuck-up snobs who look down their noses at me, and I hate the way they keep their house immaculately clean 24 hours a day. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you've ever... We could do a whole day on neighbours from hell of really awful stories.
Sure.
So if your neighbours are slightly stuck-up and guilty of obsessive cleaning, sure, that's better than the alternative.
Oh, the kip.
Yeah, and I mean, when I was 7 or 8, we lived in Paris, and one of my friends had incredibly violent neighbours. They ended up burning their garage down. So, you know, next
that's
time you
pretty.
See your neighbours obsessed with cleaning their windows, just say, yeah, they're not setting fire to anything.
Better option. I live in a terraced house, row of houses, and myself and all my neighbours got a letter in the post from another neighbour asking everyone to stop flushing baby wipes down the toilet because they live at the end of the terrace and have to call Dino Rod to unblock their drains at considerable expense to them. I thought that they handled it well because the letter was very courteous and
flushes
not aggressive.
Well, the first time, that's the thing. That, you know, you talk about me being passive aggressive, but if I was to go and knock on their door, they could be drunk, they could be aggressive, they will then know my face and where I live. I'd rather they didn't. But for the first time, my sister lives in London on the ground floor of one of those Victorian conversion houses, and the person on the top floor, and she said, the neighbours are okay, they flush baby wipes, and every time they have a party they flush, there's always one or two crushed beer cans, and then Anna has to get drain people out. Yeah, because it blocks her drains and she has the garden.
Crushed beer can in the toilet.
She said, who flushes a beer can? So Anna went up and put a note in the door saying, look, with all due respect, baby wipes are one thing. Who is flushing cans down the toilet?
No.
Never got a reply, but that's ridiculous. But then the first time you can try, they always say it is better to knock on someone's door and try the softly, softly approach.
Someone just says that. Someone says the best approach over any neighbour issue is just to carefully call into them, ask for quick chat, don't blame them for anything, accuse them of anything, or give them ultimatums or ultimata. You will achieve much more by being friendly.
Did you just put that plural in yourself? Ultimata, like, you did.
Just in case. Do you know why I did that?
Correct.
Do you know why I do that? No, I didn't correct it. I added it in myself. I edited it. Because if I didn't, they'd go, ultimata, ultimata. You have to say that.
No, you're
so
right,
I just was beating them to the punch.
I'm impressed as well. But at the same time, if your neighbours are not people you know, then it can be, it can annoy people more to get a passive aggressive note. So you're right. The best course of action is to knock on the door and say, hope you're well, sorry to bother you. I'm not sure if you're aware that you can't flush baby wipes down
the
loo
beer cans.
Or
yeah.
crushed beer cans, but you can't and they're blocking my door. Most people would be embarrassed and say, I'm really, really sorry. Same with, no, it happened to me once when I did have a kind of noisy party till 6 a.m. and my neighbour came in and said, looked very tired, and I went, oh, I'm so sorry. But it was a one-off, and so I apologised.
And gave her a bottle of wine or something like that.
No, just tell him to get over it.
Just glass.
Get over it.
My neighbour is my sister, who hasn't spoken to me in 3 years.
What?
But I love that old saying, good fences make great neighbours. The old cave keeps us safe.
She lives next door to her sister.
Yeah,
that is
very
complicated.
Oh, they need to get old Ban Ki-moon in there.
Oh, he's very busy these days.
He's busy. He's not up to much, is he?
Yeah, get Jeremy Kyle in. Sounds more
might
like
be more
his
effective.
Cup of tea. Yeah.
Send Jeremy Kyle to the Gaza Strip.
That's, oh.
No, just to sort knock heads. Oh, no, they've had their poor heads knocked in. Okay, we got to go.
Well, what? But I've loads more.
Oh, well, we don't have time.
We've only done unwanted noise and passive aggressive.
Well, next time we're here, so we don't have to talk about it for 10 minutes.
Nosy neighbours, car parking.
Dress appropriately next time.
Just, what? Oh, hang on, one more thing. I saw on one of my apartment block doors a little note, obviously someone taking the mic, saying, we're just worried, have you moved house because your Wi-Fi is not working anymore? I love it.
That's a Motherton note I've ever heard.
It is. Look at all the stuff I have that we can't go through.
Extraordinary research. Well, look,
just because you've made fun of my
will
shoes,
you be, will
and
you
it's
be,
all about you.
Will you be here with Louise for the next few weeks when I'm gone?
Oh, is it Louise? I thought I was coming with you.
No.
Take me with you.
No, I won't.
Take me with you.
And Louise. Oh, you are. So
well,
you'll
now
be
I
here.
Have to because Louise be embarrassed not to have me.
You can have girl talk with Louise.
We have great fun when you're not here.
I'd say you do. And I'd say it's much more.
We can wear whatever we like.
You're more attuned to each other. You don't have sexist sartorialism going on.
Show me your shoes.
They're the usual. I wear the same shoes every day. Well, not the same. I've made three pairs of the same type shoes.
The banana shoes.
All right. Thank you, Maya.